Southern editor. There have been sharp exchanges in the Dáil today between the Taoiseach and the Sinn Féin leader over housing policy. The Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, raised the proposals for co-living arrangements where 42 people would share a communal kitchen in one proposed development in Dublin.
Taoiseach, I am simply reiterating the words of your own minister, who regards this co-living concept as exciting. It's something that he has, as minister in your government, championed. It's something that he is recommending as an exciting prospect, I think in particular for young professionals, that this is just a glamorised form of tenement living. A box room no larger than the size of a parking space, with a fold-down bed and shared common areas kitchen facilities for €1,300 per month. Now, if this is something that the minister regards as exciting and something to be embraced by the young people of Ireland, then I think we don't have to deliberate very far to understand what the actual problem is in terms of resolving the issue of our housing crisis and the rental crisis in particular. Your government and your minister are so out of touch that you would regard an insult like this, this proposition to young people, as an exciting offer from you.
What the deputy is doing, Lass Kancorla, is what she so often does, which is fallacy, engaging in misrepresentation and being totally disingenuous. When the minister made his comments, he was referring to the concept of co-living and the guidelines which were not opposed by Sinn Féin. Mm-hmm. What she's trying to do now is dishonest and disingenuous, and has to take those comments and apply them to a particular development in Dunleary that doesn't even have planning permission yet.
Tensions in the Dáil today, as you heard, over housing between the Taoiseach and the Sinn Féin leader. Paul Cunningham is in our Dáil studio now, our political correspondent. Paul, this is one of the issues that candidates in the local and European elections are hearing time and again on the doorsteps around the country, probably leading to the tension that we heard today.
Absolutely. Housing has been an issue both in the European and local elections. All of the candidates say it's coming up on the doorstep and it's adding fuel to the fire. From the government side, they're saying, just look at the figures. 15,000 homes were provided in 2017, 18,000 last year. They project somewhere between 20 and 25,000 next year. And that's what Leo Varadkar was saying, was that this idea of co-living is just one small component. He put it at around 1% of the overall housing mix, and that the government has to have multiple options for the variety of ways that people want to live their lives. But, however, it wasn't cutting the mustard with Mary Lou MacDonald. She was zoning in on the fact that this was particularly, she saw it, a pernicious development in which people were going to be kept in what she called, as you heard, glamorised tenements. And so the clash was very pointed, and you can't take away from the fact that it was happening in the final days of an election campaign.
And Paul, one particular proposed development was mentioned. That's the one in Dunleary, and the Taoiseach made some interesting comments on that and his view on it.
Yeah, what he said was that he said was that Mary Lou MacDonald was being political because she was focusing in on not the whole broad spectrum of co-living, but just on one development within the Dunleary area where 42 people, it was proposed, would be sharing a kitchen. And he said, as far as he could read it, that went against the government's own guidelines for those types of properties. And he would imagine that if such a proposal went to on board Plan Óla, then what it would be was rejected because the board would abide by the guidelines. And that was his political point, saying that by picking just that one development and then trying to say this was representative of the whole was simply unfair. But I think it was, from Mary Lou MacDonald's point of view, was saying that it was the word exciting which had been used by Minister Owen Murphy, the housing minister, who was sitting in the Dáil and writing notes and passing them over to Leo Varadkar, that this was just an example taking place against all of the homelessness, and that this is a government which continues to promise and fails to deliver. And as you heard in that last point where she really packed a punch and she said the difficulty with the housing problem is the government, nothing else.
Okay, interesting though that the comments were made about a specific development as a planning application is in train.
Exactly, that it hasn't been passed, and so therefore, according to Leo Varadkar at least, you can't judge co-living just against that one proposal.
Paul Cunningham in our Dáil studio, thank you for bringing us